let's talk now about the characteristics of a leader. What is a leader? A leader, very simply, is someone who leads, someone who is in front. Now, leaders are people too. So how do you try, how if you're a leader, how do you motivate people? And how do you, above all, keep yourself motivated, keep yourself on track? Number one, you walk in humility. You're aware that you stand on feet of clay. You need Jesus Christ. That's number one. You walk in humility. Number two, you're a visionary. You're thinking the long term. You realize there are short-term problems. There are short-term things that come up that are setbacks. You can't be so focused on the short term that you lose sight of the long term. We all have problems. We all have difficulty. We all have setback. Failure is only fatal if it's final. Failure is only fatal if it's final. So make sure you're long-term motivated and you realize and you have an expectation you're going to have difficulties and just deal with them as they come up. Number two, you're mission-minded. Mission-minded means you are have a process or a methodology or a routine to get to the vision. Mission and vision are related. Look at your problems each day. What are your problems? Write in the form of a question we talked about earlier. This is my problem. It's a big problem. Now I'm going to write down 21 ways to solve this problem. Pick one and do it. This keeps you motivated. It also keeps you as a leader from being on point. You can only lead when you know where you're going. Can you imagine if you're in battle, you're under fire, your commanding officer is here, and he goes, what do we do? And he goes, I don't know. I don't like this. Well, you can be, you as a leader, you don't have that luxury. If you want to be a leader, you can seek God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Be focused. The leader says, we're going to take the hill. We've suffered a setback. We're redefining our mission, but the goal hasn't changed. Be focused. Be focused. If I were to take water, I had a 500-gallon drum of water, and I were to pour it like this, it would come out and splash all over the room. It would make our feet wet, but it would do no damage to us. It would have no power. However, if I had a device where I could use gravity and I could use all the weight of gravity and allow the water to come out in a very small stream, and when I could apply pressure, I could have that water going so quickly that it could cut a table in half with great precision. That's the difference between focus and lack thereof. If you focus your energies, you will accomplish much more than if you are a wandering generality. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Leaders have to know where they're going. You have to be unflappable. You have to have a true north. You have to, as a pilot, I fly airplanes. One of the things they do when you fly an airplane is they take you out, they give you unusual attitudes. They put you up like this, and then they stall, and you're in a dive. You're blindfolded. And then you have to look at the instruments and correct yourself and know what true north is. So we always have to be aware of true north. You're going to get off course. You're going to get knocked, and there are going to be things that are upsetting and things that are unsettling. But you have to work back toward your true north. You must be decisive as a leader. Leaders are decisive people. They're not wishy-washy. You have to be based in reality. How are things really? What is my real environment? Not how I wish they were, how I wanted them to be, or who I can blame for why it's not the way that it is. Leaders have to be realist. You have to be dedicated. Leaders are dedicated. They will wake up every day and do something difficult for a long period of time. Can you do something hard for a long period of time? Can you persevere? These are descriptions of a leader. If you quit before the finish line, you will not finish. You must persevere. Are you dedicated? Are you persistent? And leaders are grateful. You're grateful for success, but you're equally grateful for failure. Because we all fail. As we talked about the baseball example, they fail more than they succeed. Even the best fail more than they succeed. But you're grateful for the failure because you learn from it. You don't view failure as final. Imagine you're at a baseball game and the person who usually hits a home run is up, bases are loaded, and you're ready. And he comes up and he's like, statistically, there's a 70% chance I'm going to be seated and we're going to lose the game. Those are the statistics. This guy strikes out 70% of the time, but 30% of the time, he doesn't. He's thinking about the 30 when he's up there. The fans are thinking about the 30. The players are thinking about the 30. They want to succeed. They're not saying, this is statistically impossible for us to win. It's always statistically impossible to win. You must persevere. That's what a visionary does. You choose to persevere. Failure is temporary. Learn from your mistakes. Leaders share praise. Leaders share praise, but they own blame. When things go wrong, it's my fault. I did it. Even if it's not all my fault. If you have a percentage of it, it's your fault. Leaders own blame and they share praise. Who wants to follow a person who, that if you know if it doesn't go well or it doesn't work out, is going to blame it on you? Hey, let's go charge the hill. The commander charges the hill. He has five people behind him, supporting him. It doesn't go well. And he goes, boy, you guys really let me down with that. Let's say it again. Let's say we charge the hill, and the leader charges the hill, and it goes well, and he goes, it was my leadership that made the difference in this scenario. Who wants to follow that guy? If he takes the credit, no one wants to follow him. But, and if he gives you the blame, the same thing. But what if you knew you followed this guy, and it went well, and he goes, it was a team effort. I couldn't have done it without these other people. You want to follow a person like that. Well, how about if it goes poorly? He goes, it was my lack of leadership. I dropped the ball. And doesn't blame anybody else. You want to follow them again, right? You want to give it your all, your best. So who are you? Are you a leader? Or are you somebody who tries to give blame to others? How clear is your vision? The clarity of your vision will be directly correlated to the ascent of your climb. The clarity of your vision is directly correlated to the ascent of your climb. So where do you want to go? How are you going to get there? The more narrowly you can define this, the more altitude you will climb. And the ground floor of all of this is honor. Honor your father and mother, that life may go well with you. Think about that. If you don't think about that, you're setting yourself up for failure. You will not have an opportunity to succeed. So honor your father and mother that life may go well with you. Ground zero is honor, respect, humility, integrity. These are all ground zero. Thank you.